AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Jury deliberations have begun in Sean Diddy Combs' sex trafficking trial. Julie Walker reports they quickly hit a snag when the foreperson alerted the court another juror was having trouble following the judge's instructions. But by the end of the day, jurors indicated they were making progress.
On his way into court, Combs' attorney, Mark Agnifilo, was asked how the hip-hop mogul is doing.
We're all good. Thanks so much, guys.
As for a verdict, Diddy's legal team was not commenting.
We get a verdict today?
Thank you. Good morning.
The jury of 8 men and 4 women got more than 2 hours of instruction from the judge. They have 7 weeks of sometimes graphic and emotional testimony to go through. Two of Combs' ex-girlfriends testified he forced them into long, drug-fueled sexual encounters with male escorts that he directed and filmed. The charges, which Combs denies, could land him in prison for life. Julie Walker, New York.
Federal judge in Tennessee has ruled that Kilmer Abrego-Garcia will stay in jail for now over concerns from his lawyers that he could be deported if released. He's awaiting trial on human smuggling charges. The White House says President Trump will visit a migrant detention facility in Florida tomorrow. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
The facility is in the heart of the Everglades and will be informally known as Alligator Alcatraz. There is only one road leading in, and the only way out is a one-way flight. It is isolated and surrounded by dangerous wildlife and unforgiving terrain.
And Colin Binkley reports the Trump administration's intensified its battle with Harvard.
The Trump administration made a formal finding that Harvard University failed to protect Jewish students from harassment on campus, and it's threatening to cut all federal funding to the university if it doesn't take action. Finding that Harvard violated civil rights laws allows the White House, potentially, to go after even federal student aid, meaning that students would not be able to use federal grants or federal loans to attend Harvard.
This is AP News. Damian Troisi has the AP Markets Report.
Stocks gained ground on Wall Street Monday, adding to their records. The S&P 500 rose 0.5%. The NASDAQ Composite also rose 0.5%. Those gains add to the all-time highs reached on Friday for both indexes. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.6%. Oracle helped lead the way after saying it's off to a strong start in its fiscal year. Banks were also solid in their first trading after the Federal Reserve said they're financially strong enough to survive a downturn in the economy. Treasury yields eased in the bond market. Damian Troisi, New York.
And Buckingham Palace says King Charles has accepted it's time to decommission the royal train. Actually, a suite of 8 rail cars that could be hitched to commercial locomotives. Its history dates back to Queen Victoria, but the palace says it now costs too much to operate. There's more information at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.